Well, Bart is having a hard time staying afloat, and one of the problems could be the three-day office week that seems to be here to stay in the Bay Area. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, one plan, obviously, as we always hear, is to bring in more money via taxes. Will voters go for that? This is the Bay Area.
That's right. And historically, voters have been willing to reach into their pockets and help with things like schools, roads, and transportation. But that mood seems to have changed. And what we have now is a situation where BART and other transit agencies, especially those that get most of their money from people paying on the fare box rather than local taxes, are in big financial trouble. The ridership is about half of what it was pre-pandemic levels. They're not getting the riders. It doesn't look like they're going to be coming back. There's not going to be a big bounce back, at least not in time for them to make up for the estimated $300 million they could be losing once the federal funds roll up. So yeah, our idea is to go to the voters and ask them for money. They did it last year, and Eric, it didn't even get through the state legislature. Scott Wiener pushed up there at the state Senate to get approval for a 9-county tax to go on the ballot. Couldn't get it through the state legislature, in part because Bay Area lawmakers and transit agencies couldn't agree on how the plan would work. And now they've got until December to try to come up with another one to try to get it on the 2026 ballot, but it's looking iffy already.
There's a lot of strategy to this, isn't there, where they're looking, you know, in BART and MTC, they do some polling, if you will, and they try to figure out when best to place some of those questions on the ballot, whether it's off year or on year. Yep.
Yeah, usually what you prefer to do is put it on a presidential election. That's when you have the highest Democratic turnout. That's when you have the voters more inclined to pass net measures like this. But that hasn't been the case. On the state ballot, we saw a rollback. People backed off saying, no, it's just the mood's not there for it right now. And so part of the problem is that just trying to get the idea of what kind of tax people would do. But also, here's some of the inside story. Any kind of tax on the ballot is probably going to come with the condition that there's be some kind of merger of these 27 different agencies. Yes, BART, Muni, and Caltrain are the biggest ones or the most visible ones, but we have a whole lot of other bus systems and such around the Bay Area, and they don't want to merge. Some of those places do not want to merge, and so they are resistant. If you have agencies resisting, you have politicians resisting, and you have voters resisting, that's not exactly a smooth ride for any tax. But, you know, what's interesting, one of the interesting things on this is one of the selling points has always been, whether it's the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate Bridge or whatever, and transit, is that without these agencies, without these rides and without these trains and without the ferries, it would just be gridlock on the freeways. Well, it's not gridlock on the freeways. Ridership on BART is way down, but we're not seeing any sizably different backups on the Bay Bridge. So that's not a selling point either. So it's a question of pain, gain. What are you going to try to sell the public on this? And right now, it's just a tough thing because I got to be honest. I mean, if one of the reasons you take a bus is you're going someplace, and if you don't got to go there for work, you're not going to get on the bus.
Well, if everybody's pulling in a different direction, you know you're in the Bay Area. Thank you very much, Phil. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.